The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas. Only one place we can start today, and that is in Spain, where reports suggest that Lionel Messi wants to leave Barcelona. Sid Lowe joins us. He's at the Women's Champions League semi-final at the moment, Sid. But Lionel Messi dominating the headlines everywhere with his breaking news that he has told the club he wants out, and he could be for free because it's going to be an extension of that out clause that we knew that he had earlier on in the season.
Yeah, I must admit it's too early to judge how that clause gets handled, how that works now, because we're only just getting this first bit of the news, which has come from very close to Messi, from Messi's camp. And they're saying that he says he wants to go, and he wants to go now. And I guess, you know, look, we don't know how this will play out. We don't know whether there will be a legal challenge on that attempt to go for free. We need to try and find that out. To be honest with you, it's too early to be able to, well, too early, at least from my point of view, to be able to stand that up for you. But yeah, we've just been, I mean, we knew there was a situation building. I don't think, to be honest, we quite expected it to end like this.
No, and that's the thing, Sid. How many times have we talked over the years about the possibility of maybe Messi going somewhere else? Now, it's going to happen.
It looks like it. Although, of course, how do you make this happen now? How does the mechanism work? And that's what I mean by we need to see how this gets managed, how his contract is rescinded, how that's brought to an end, and how this is worked through now. But it's a hell of a step. And obviously, we'll see if publicly Messi backs this up now, if he comes out and publicly says, yes, this is the case. Yes, I want to go. Because, of course, once that becomes a public thing, rather than sources say, rather than from a player's camp, rather than all those things that footballers and their agents and their representatives use to hide behind very, very often, but to get the news out at the same time. Once it goes beyond that point and becomes public, then there is no turning back. So at that point, wow.
Is this the ultimate bluff, though, in a sense, to try and get rid of Bartomeu, who we know he doesn't like? Or is he just, he seems like it's gone too far now.
Yeah, it does. And as I say, if it becomes public, then it definitely has gone too far. I don't see the point in calling Bartomeu's bluff now, because he's going to be gone in March anyway. I don't see this as a bluff. I see it as bigger than that. I see it as much more serious than that. And I guess if we reach that point when the next step is taken, then much more definitive than that as well.
Sid, you followed Messi for his whole career, from his debut at Rijkaard, under Rijkaard, to all that success. Did you ever really think we'd be having this conversation?
Not this particular conversation, not in this particular way. There have been moments when I thought maybe he'll go. There have been moments when I thought maybe there will be some sort of deal struck. Maybe he will not want to continue, and he'll look to break that contract and maybe go and try himself somewhere else, try and prove a point outside of Spain. But I didn't ever anticipate, and I think this is an important point to make, that Barcelona would be so bad, would be so poorly run, that the relationships would be so broken that Lionel Messi would go like this in these kind of circumstances. So no, this kind of scenario, this kind of departure, I never anticipated, no.
Where's he going to go, Sid?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't. And it's very difficult to judge this now. Who can pay for him? Who does he want to go to? What kind of challenge does he want? What happens now? And if he is able to get himself out on a free transfer, then, of course, that opens up a world of possibilities that we didn't imagine were possible before. Of course, he's still extraordinarily well paid. What does he want from these final couple of years? Now, of course, we know that he wants to win things. Where does he think that's most likely? Which kind of players does he want to play against? What kind of league does he want to play in? What kind of demands does he want to be made of himself? What kind of statement does he want to make with the last, well, he's 33, so what do you think? Last 2 years of his professional career, maybe the last three? Who knows, if he looks after himself really well, maybe the last four, or maybe as little as the last one or two. So, you know, I mean, look, let's state the obvious, shall we? Let's go for the obvious candidates. I mean, the obvious candidates, we've talked about them before. PSG, Manchester City. I honestly don't know.
He still, though, has inevitably, people are going to put that Pep Guardiola relationship and Messi and what they've succeeded in the past, and they're going to come up with the fact that he wants to play under Pep once again.
Yeah, but we actually don't know for sure that he does want to play under Pep once again. We know for sure that he wants to win things. We know for sure that the best football of his career... Actually, maybe this isn't even true, that the best football of his career was under Guardiola. The most successful football of his career was under Guardiola. But he's been an absolutely brilliant player without Pep as well since then, and he's evolved in different ways. We know that Guardiola always talks Messi up, always says he's the best player. We know that they were very close, but we also know that by the end, that relationship was not quite as close as it previous had been. So I think when we look at what Messi does now, while I think Guardiola is a factor in this, I don't think Guardiola is the factor in this. I don't think this is about Messi sitting around ever since Pep went thinking, I want to go and play for Pep again. I don't think we needed to get to this situation, even though Pep wasn't at Barcelona. I don't think there was ever any inevitability about these two men working together again.
Last point, Sid. What on earth are Barcelona going to do now?
They're rebuilding anyway. I guess they knew at some point they were going to have to confront a non-Lionel Messi future. But I think the damage of this... You know what? In a way, here's part of the answer, right? The damage of this is not about whether or not the team will be good next year. It's not about whether they can find replacements or build a good football team or have good players or go and win things. It's about the damage of the greatest player in your entire history leaving like this. It's about what that does to you emotionally. It's about the legacy it leaves. It's about what it says about where the club is at. And in a way, that's far more important than anything else. I mean, to the extent that, let's imagine the best case scenario, Messi leaves, Barcelona build a good team. Let's even give Barcelona the ultimate benefit of doubt and say they win a treble next year. This will still have damaged them. It will have still damaged its board of directors. It will have still damaged the club. And also, and this is something that Messi needs to think about very, very carefully, it will have damaged him as well, of course. It will have changed the way that he's seen by the club. They will still, I'm sure, the fans always embrace him as the greatest player they've ever seen. But it will change things the way it ends. And this is the key point. It's not just about Messi leaving. It's about when he's leaving, how he's leaving, and why he's leaving.
Thank you very much, Sid. Of course, to keep up with all the latest news regarding Lionel Messi's future, keep an eye on our YouTube page as we'll be uploading videos, I'm sure, pretty much daily now, speculating about where he's going to go.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For more reaction then to the breaking news that Lionel Messi has told Barcelona that he wants to leave the club, Stuart Robson, Frank Leboeuf and Craig Burley with me. Craig, I know you'll say, well, it's not really that much of a surprise, but it is a surprise, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I don't. I just think Barcelona have become too blasé in their approach to spending, to recruitment, to structure. And I think they always just felt, well, you know, we'll butter the little man up and we'll offer him this, that and the next thing. And he always signs a new contract and he always stays. And I think he's bored of it. We talked about it straight after the game that, we would not be surprised if he wanted to go to Pastures Nunes and try something fresh. I think this is great. I don't know about the boys. I think this is great. Here we have a guy who has maybe got what? I don't know, at the top level, maybe another 3 years, depending on injury, for producing the kind of magic that he has because of his age. And here we have him finally saying, right, who wants to showcase my talents that is not Barcelona? I think this is brilliant, and this is a huge, and I mean huge, kick up the backside for that Catalonian club.
It really is. 33 years of age he is, Frank. He's still got it, most definitely. The big question now that everyone is going to be asking is, where is he going to go? Let's focus, shall we, on Manchester City because of the relationship with Pep Guardiola, because they're one of a few teams you imagine who could afford his wages. Would this work for you?
I think so, yeah. I think, as you said, you know, he knows Guardiola and Guardiola knows him, so I think he knows how to handle the little man and make the dressing works for him and the club. Of course, City has the finances for that, and I'm not very worried because we know marketing-wise and merchandising-wise that the money comes back very easily when you have big stars. You know, those kind of players will create problems. The average players who are too much paid will create problems to a club. So I'm not worried about that. I think it's a very good option to see Messi with City in the Premier League, but I think City is not the only club who's gonna go to an offer and make sure they have the former maybe Barcelona player in their team. I think if it's not a surprise, it's definitely an event, and I'm with Craig with that. I want to see that coming. Of course, Barcelona fans will be disappointed, but I think it's in the world of football, it's irrelevant. Like when we saw Ronaldo leaving Madrid to Juventus, it's even bigger. Seeing Messi leaving wearing another shirt is going to be huge.
Well, of course, because this is the only club that he's ever known. Robbo, tactically, say City do get him. How does that work?
Well, I think it worked well with Pep Guardiola. I mean, it makes him have to build the team around. When you've got a star player like Messi, you have to build the team around him, and that's what he'll do. He'll probably play him maybe off the front. He can play him in a slightly wider area, and other players making runs beyond him. Midfield would have to be better defensively because he wouldn't be asked to track back and do a defensive side of the game. So I think it works at Man City. When you look at other clubs, I'm not sure it would work at other clubs. It certainly wouldn't work at Inter because he'd have to play up front. Antonio Conte would ask him to be chasing around and closing the ball down. That wouldn't work. I think the setup with Man City would suit him perfectly. He knows the manager. The manager knows how to get the best out of him. And I think he would actually improve his play over the next 2 years because he's become a little bit stale, as have Barcelona. It would be great for everybody to see him play for Man City.
Do they automatically...
Go to Real Madrid.
Yeah, I know. Go to Real Madrid.
I mean, how big would that... I mean, I don't care. I don't care. I don't support Madrid. I don't support Barcelona. I don't support anybody. So I don't care. Stick two fingers up at them. Go to Madrid. Can you imagine... I mean, tell me something. I know I'm being a little facetious here, but would Madrid fans accept him, Dan?
Of course they would.
Surely
would love it.
Would.
It's the ultimate, yeah. As you say, two fingers up to Catalonia, to Barcelona. They would welcome him, I'm sure,
with open
arms.
Figo that did it going the other way?
Definitely. No doubt.
Luis Figo went the other way, is that right?
Luis Figo went Barcelona, Real Madrid. Real Madrid fans loved him. Barcelona fans hated him. Obviously, the pig incident as well and the Clásico as well. Yeah, they would welcome him.
But this is Messi, isn't it? I mean, all right, that's about not even a 1% chance of happening, what I've just thrown out there. But I'm intrigued. You know, and it goes back to your point. Somebody was in England was going the last time. Oh, Man City, somebody actually said this. Where would Messi fit in if he went to Man City? And I'm like, I mean, that's a head-scratcher, isn't it? For anybody who watches football, where would Messi fit in? As Robbo said, right, when you have a player with this supreme talent, you plump him in the team wherever you want, and then you put the other 10 pieces around them, don't you? Because here's a guy that's got, along with Ronaldo, has averaged around 50 goals per season. Not this year, I know, but over the last decade or so. And so... it's going to be super exciting. If you look at the clubs that have got the finances that can do it, Manchester City, Chelsea have spent big already. Man United have the clout.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about it. Manchester United have the financial clout and the pedigree to go after a player like this. Now, from their point of view, they're trying to peg this huge back, this gap back to Liverpool and City. What a statement that would be. I just don't know how all the finances would add up. But believe me, Manchester United easily have the clout to pull this off.
Frank, where would you go?
Why don't we think about seeing Messi in the Ligue 1 in Paris Saint-Germain? You know, you see Messi.
Oh, well, you stop above this French thing. You've been going on about it for
why?
4 days now.
You don't think Paris hasn't got the money for that? You know, and you see Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi.
Dan,
not too bad.
But if you were Messi, Frank, would you go to PSG? Like, would you not prefer the challenge maybe of a more competitive league?
Maybe. Of course, going to the Premier League is a real excitement for any players because you know that you can win stuff. But I don't know, maybe going to Bayern Munich, City, Liverpool, Juventus, but you have to consider Paris Saint-Germain as well if you want to win another Champions League. So, you know, Paris Saint-Germain has to be taken in consideration if Messi wants to win another Champions League.
Where would you go, Robbo?
I'd go to Man City because one of the most important things about a player's happiness is knowing the manager, making sure the manager knows what you're all about, what makes you tick. And Guardiola is the manager of Man City. He's had him before. He got the best out of him when he was playing at Barcelona. He was the manager of Barcelona. I think they would work magnificently together. And that's such an important thing for a player, to know the coach, know that he's going to get the best out of you. And that's why if I was Messi, I'd be going to Man City.
Craig brought up a good point, Robbo, in the fact that Manchester United are one of the few clubs that have got that financial clout. What a statement it would be. Marketing, it would obviously be a dream. How would you sort out this team around Messi in that sense, if you're United?
It's a little bit more difficult because at Manchester City, they dominate possession. You know, when you look at the games, they've got 70% possession most of the time. So he can go and afford not to defend and go where he can get the ball and get on it and make things happen. At the moment, Manchester United aren't at that level. They're still having to battle for possession. They're still having to work hard to make sure they get on top of the opposition. So Messi might not get so much of the ball. So it's a difficult one for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I don't think he would be, he would like him, but I don't think Manchester United would get him. Man City has to be the club for Lionel Messi.
Would you choose City, Craig, overall, or you choose someone random just to annoy everyone?
Rochdale
United, that'll be it. Do you agree with Robbo that
Bognor Regis,
maybe his fit at United isn't as seamless as it is at City?
Yeah, well, look, something we talk about, you know, he wants to go there and he wants to be playing for every trophy that's out there. And Rob was absolutely clear. United are a building block at the moment to potentially, and I say potentially, get back to being amongst the big boys again. City are a couple of really good defenders away from doing that. And so we know they're going to lose David Silva. But we already know they've got an unbelievable amount of attacking talent. So this just adds to the goal threat. And it just means that City then have to go out and say, right, it's absolutely crystal clear what we need to do. We've been able to bring this guy in. We've got a good goalkeeper. We need to shore up the back line, whether that's by player recruitment or a defensive coach, whatever it is. But they know exactly what they need to do. And he would be then going into a team that, as Robbo said, one, he's had great success and a relationship with the manager. Two, they dominate games for fun. Three, they're going to be in every competition fighting for the next couple of years because they're back in the Champions League, as we know. And four, they play an unbelievably great and attractive, entertaining style of football. So on the face of it, if he's going to be going to England, of course, Bayern Munich offer most of those things as well, apart from the coach. But if he's going to be thinking about England, and we're not being presumptuous about this, then Manchester City look like the best fit for him for the next 2 to 3 years.
Thank you very much, gents. A lot more talk about Messi over on Extra Time. Robbo and Frank answering your questions.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at electricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
Antonio Conte will be Inter Milan's coach for the next season. Inter releasing this statement today, saying the club and Antonio Conte had a constructive meeting today focused on continuity and strategy, in which the two parties laid the foundations to continue working together on the club's project. Let's welcome to the show, for the first time, Adriano Del Monte in Milan, who has, of course, been following this story. Just put some context into it, because many thought maybe this could be the end, considering what we've heard from Conte post-match on the last couple of occasions, criticising the club.
Certainly, Dan, if you heard that very closely, it looked like his time at Inter was done after just one season at the club. And even as early as this morning here in Milan, most of the reports were indicating that Inter were already lining up former Juve and Milan boss Massimiliano Allegri to replace Antonio Conte. But after a lengthy three-hour meeting, but a constructive one, the two parties have agreed terms. Conte will be the coach next season for Inter Milan, and I think a massive result in the end. Inter fans here already very pleased from what I'm seeing online and hearing around the streets, because Conte has brought some stability to this side. They haven't had too much stability in the recent decade. So I think a massive step now going into next season, his second, of course, off the back of a very positive first campaign, losing to Juventus by 1 point in Italy, and of course that Europa League final as well. So promising season to come and a very exciting season ahead in Italy.
What was his aim from these negotiations? What was he trying to get from the club?
Well, effectively, he wanted a little more control over their direction in terms of their transfer strategy. It was well documented that in the lead-up to his first season, he was keen on Arturo Vidal and Luka Modric as well. Both of those players failed to arrive at Inter. We know that Hakimi is coming in next season. So once that decision was made to bring in Hakimi, I was very confident that Conte would remain. But I think he wants a little more control over their direction and strategy going forward. And that is how he's been successful previously at various clubs that he's coached in Italy and abroad.
Robbo, you've said it before, you know, he's a great coach, maybe not the best manager.
In terms of his man management with the hierarchy, with some of the players, hasn't always been the greatest. We saw when he left Chelsea, he didn't leave up particularly well, having had to go at one or two of the players. He got rid of one player by text, but he's an excellent coach. And now I think if he doesn't get control of the players that are coming in, he got Lukaku in. The player that really caused the problem was Christian Eriksen, because Conte's a manager that likes to play a system. He doesn't get players in and then build a system around the players. He plays his system and tries to buy players to play within that system. And Eriksen was never going to get in that system. There was no place for him in the team. They don't really play with a number 10. They don't play with a wide player that wants to be a creative player. They play with wing-backs. So that was the big issue with Eriksen coming in. He didn't want him. The club bought him, and that was one of the stumbling blocks. Now he can get the players in he wants to make sure that they fit into his game plan, which is a very good game plan when they're playing well.
Frank, how much do players pay attention to all of this noise that's going on?
Well, a lot, because, you know, they want to know if the next coach will put them in the first 11. So it's they pay very much attention to that, and they want to know what's going to happen. So, of course, for Eriksen, it's kind of a bad news, and maybe we'll think of leaving if he hasn't got a little place or a little room in the starting 11. So that's going to be very, very interesting. And also the way you want to play. You know, don't forget that we always complain about Conte being in reaction, not being in action, and for some players it's a problem, because they want to move forward, they want to win stuff, and of course it's nice to finish second, 1 point behind Juventus, to finish runner-up in the Europa League, but some people and some players want to win stuff, and Conte sometimes doesn't go a step forward and maybe disappoint some players. So it will be some reactions for some players who are not feeling that they're going to start, or they're going to play, or they're going in the right pocket of Conte choice.
Adriano, we've talked about Lionel Messi a lot already on this show, linking him to Pep Guardiola and Manchester City. Another club that there's been talk of has been Inter Milan. How much is this? Is just rumour, speculation, hope, or how much is there some real gravity to this?
Well, there have been reports, there have been contact between the club here and Messi's party. Look, there's certain interest, no doubt about that. I think every club in world football would love to have Lionel Messi. But Inter's certainly in a position financially where they strongly believe they can make a play here for Lionel Messi. So do keep an eye on this one. There have been reports that Lionel Messi's father has been cited in Milan in recent weeks as well. So certainly the direction of this Inter project, Lionel Messi could play a part. I think they'll do everything they can to secure his services for next season.
Could he play in this system, Robbo?
He'd have to play up front because they always play with two up front. The only time he's played with three up front was at Chelsea. But he'd have to play up front with Lukaku. That's what he wants. He wants to get the ball into the front players. He wants the two front players to link up as much as possible. Lautaro Martinez and Lukaku formed a great partnership because the midfield players play that little bit wider so balls can be played into them. And I think Lionel Messi would play just off of Lukaku. It would be a great combination. And that probably would see the end of Lautaro Martinez if Messi came in.
Meanwhile, away from what happened in Milan today, we heard from Andrea Pirlo for the first time, didn't we, as a Juve coach facing the press, talking about how he wants to keep Dybala. However, Higuain is out.
Yeah, Higuain is a player that should have been out last season because had it not been any other manager than Sarri, he would have been out the club because he hadn't played particularly well the year before. He looked as though he was off the pace, even when he played last season. Yes, he made some good runs. He linked up quite well with Ronaldo on occasions, but he didn't look that threat. He didn't really run in behind. He didn't go past people with the ball. He's not the player he was two or three years ago. And you could sense that he was going to be one of the first players out the door. And he would have been last season had it not been for Sarri being the manager.
But Adriano, it's going to be difficult, isn't it? Juve want to make all these changes, but they've got a lot of people on big wages. They're going to be difficult to get rid of.
Well, certainly has been their undoing to some extent and their issue now that they do face going forward. Sami Khedira is another one who's been plagued by injury. They're still yet to reach an agreement for termination of his contract. A number of other midfielders there in the squad as well. Midland Pjanic recently joining Barcelona. They do have a number of issues to address, but I think the big takeaway from the press conference today for Andrea Pirlo, Ronaldo and Dybala look set to stay, which is a massive positive going forward for Juventus into the new season.
Frank, how excited are you about the appointment of Pirlo? Does it work for you?
Yeah, it could work. If he has the attention of all the players, he will. He has the credit. And I always say that with the new generation, it's always good to come in a dressing room as a coach with a big credit like Zidane. We saw how much the players listen to Zidane and how much they go on with him and go along very well. So I guess with Pirlo, with really the legend of the Serie A, the national team, and of course Juventus, it will be listened by the player. And I'm very fan of those kind of people, you know, who think a lot, who have a theory about football. So I want to see it, of course, but I'm very up for it. And I think it's a very good choice for Juventus. Now, saying that, I just want to make a little note about something that's been said lately. When we see that Koeman wants to get rid of some players, like Pirlo just said that he wants to get rid of some others, like Higuain, they have contracts. And some coaches make me laugh because those players, they're not going to go because they're on big wages to another club where they're going to be offered maybe half of it. They are, most of them, at the end of their career, and they are looking for one thing on top of everything else, the money.
It's all about the money. Thank you very much, gents. The latest edition of, by the way, of the Gab and Jules podcast will drop on Thursday. Gab's still on holiday, so Stuart Robson sitting in once again. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Meanwhile, other big breaking news today. Harry Maguire has been found guilty of aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and repeated attempts of bribery following his trial after an altercation with police officers on the Greek island of Syros. Maguire has since as well been dropped from the England squad ahead of their Nations League matches next month. Well, that brings us to the end of what has been a crazy day in the world of football. More to come, of course. Extra time next. Stuart Robson and Frank McBook answering your questions. What a day it has been. Welcome into Extra Time. Thank you, as always, for your tweets. Stuart Robson and Frank LaBeouf still with us. Surprise, surprise, we've had quite a few tweets about Lionel Messi. With Messi on the verge of leaving Barcelona, don't you guys think it will be a risk for any club to take him with such big wages? Kind of like Ronaldo-Juventus scenario, in which there may be too much focus on Messi and the team as a whole may just get worse, Robbo.
I'm not sure the team will get worse. I mean, Messi will be a great signing for anybody as long as the other players fit around him and the manager knows what he's doing. I'm not sure he's going to be a good fit for Inter because Conte has a particular system that he wants to play and he's then going to try and shoehorn Messi into it. The only place that Messi could play would be up front and I'm not sure that's his best position. I think he'd like to play slightly deeper, but yeah, Messi's an outstanding player. Does he make the team any better? It's touch and go whether he improves Man City. He'd certainly improve Inter, but not with Conte. Would he improve PSG? Well, they've got two big players there in Neymar and Messi. Who would take centre stage? It's a real worry for whoever takes him on.
Frank?
Well, I think marketing-wise, merchandising-wise, it's not a problem to have a big wage like Messi because when you have Messi, you're pretty sure of selling many, many shirts and having people coming to the stadium, getting the rights in the country he's going to play to see him playing on TV. So it's going to be a positive action to do so. Now, football-wise, well, we are coming to a conclusion where when you have a big star like Messi, who is a real artist, you have to build a team around him, which is a problem, especially when you see that the last two winners of the Champions League, which are Liverpool and, Bayern Munich, are built with the team, with a squad. With no stars, with no, let's say, artists, with good players, but we have to defend, we have to work for the squad. So it's a big problem. We can see it's a problem in Barcelona with Messi. It's maybe a problem for Paris Saint-Germain with Neymar and Mbappe. It can be a problem in other clubs. But when you have a team, when you have a squad, you have a chance to make sure that you can, as a coach, hold the team and make sure that the dressing room will follow you.
Why has there been so much criticism of Neymar's performance, but not much said about Mbappe, Frank? What has it been like in France?
Well, Neymar signed for Paris Saint-Germain because he wanted the Messi. He wanted to be the Messi or the Ronaldo of Paris Saint-Germain. Therefore, bringing the expectation and the big expectation from the fans. And winning the Champions League is older than Mbappe. Mbappe just came back from injury, worked very hard to heal faster, and did so. So he's French. That's simple as that. He's French. People don't love him. He's a young player. He's a talented player, and we don't put all the responsibility on his shoulder. Now, Neymar came to be the star to win the Champions League for Paris Saint-Germain. Had an awful game in the final, missed three chances in the quarterfinal and semi-final. So people have the right to be upset with him, a little bit more on him than Mbappe.
Robert?
Neymar showed all the traits that we've seen from him in previous years. When they started to lose the game, when they weren't playing particularly well, he lost his discipline. He started rolling over, diving, going too deep, not picking out his passes, playing as an individual. It was all about him, and he didn't play, as Frank said, within the team. Yes, Mbappe didn't make the most of the situations. He had 1v1 against Kimmich on two or three occasions, but he said he's coming back from injury. He wasn't fully fit. You could see that. He didn't have that extra yard of pace that he normally does. But Neymar had a couple of games where he looked as though he was becoming a top professional again. And then he went back in the final to the old Neymar that was a showman that didn't perform well enough.
Robert, what are your thoughts?
I think there is one thing also. First, he was injured the two last year, where at the moment, at the crucial moment where we were waiting for him, expecting a lot of things in the Champions League. Then, after the 2 years, he said that he wanted to leave Paris Saint-Germain to go back to Barcelona. So the resentment just came back after the final, because he would have been forgotten and forgiven if he had won the final. But he didn't. He failed, and it's why you see all the resentment coming back.
Robbo, thoughts on the recent England squad that was announced? Which player was robbed the most of a spot? Jordan Henderson, Grealish, Wan-Bissaka, or Maddison?
I think Maddison has had a good season. Wan-Bissaka is a good right back. But the one that everybody in England's talking about is Jack Grealish, because a lot of the big clubs are looking at him. He's had a good season for Aston Villa. He went past people. He was their captain. He looked a much better athlete, a much better character. And Gareth Southgate knows him a lot from the under-21s. So maybe something's gone on there with the under-21s that he doesn't like his character or something about his play. But I think Jack Grealish is the one that can feel a little bit aggrieved that he wasn't picked in the squad.
For Frank, where do PSG need to strengthen to mount a challenge for the Champions League again next season?
Well, and it's still the same problem for years, to be stronger in the midfield zone. I mean, they lost the battle in the midfield area, and Herrera, Paredes, Verratti, and of course Marquinhos are absolutely good players, but they don't have a soul of defending, of reacting, of defending and properly giving the ball. When you see on the other side and all the team that Paris Saint-Germain has been confronted, you have more talented, more player with strength. And also, I think on the right side as a fullback, I don't think Kerrer, even if he has a good final, is the right choice for Paris Saint-Germain if they want to win a Champions League.
If Manchester United sign no one, Robbo, could Ole Gunnar Solskjaer get sacked at Christmas like Mourinho?
Yes, if they don't perform well enough, if they don't get to the top four. I mean, they need to be better than top four now, Manchester United. They've got a squad that they've got young players coming through like Mason Greenwood. Martial started to show that he can be a top-class striker. Rashford in midfield, Pogba in there as well. Harry Maguire, whatever happens with him, he's still a decent centre-half. They've got some good players and they're a good team. But Ole Gunnar Solskjaer needs to make sure they're in the top four by Christmas, otherwise he'll be struggling.
Frank, what club is most likely to enable to retain the league title next season? Bayern Munich, Juventus, or Liverpool?
I would say Liverpool, because it's going to be a battle between Manchester City and Liverpool. Bayern Munich, I think, is far way better than any other club in Germany. And Juventus, even if Inter Milan is just behind, are still, for me, are still the favourites for me for the next season. But Liverpool, you don't know what's going to happen if they want to win the Champions League again. Maybe they're going to go more in that competition than the Premier League. And we all know that the Premier League is the best competition in the world, the best championship in the world, because you can lose against everybody, or you can win against everybody. And you have to be very, very strong, as the Reds have been last season, to win that competition. I mean, it's a tough one, and you have to be spot on week in, week out. And it's why I think it's going to be hard, and it's always hard to keep the trophy 2 years in a row.
Since the La Liga referee was demoted for taking pictures with footballers while on vacation, have either of you taken a picture with a referee while on holiday, or have you ever hung out with a referee off the pitch? Robbo loves refs, so I'm sure he would oblige for a photo.
No, I've never had a photo with a referee. I've been on camera with a referee quite a bit last season. Our friend Peter Walton and I did a show together, and what a nice character he was. Terrible referee, had no idea about the laws of the game, made some poor decisions, but a lovely bloke, and I didn't mind being on camera with him.
One of my favourite hobbies is to search Peter's name when he's on BT Sport, just looking at the abuse that he gets from all of his refereeing decisions. Frank? Did you ever hang out with a referee, have a photo with a ref?
Of course not. During my career, I hated referees, you know. They were always in the middle of something that they shouldn't be. And sometimes I say to them, you know, we are doing worse because you are in the middle. You know, just go home and we're going to sort out the problems, you know, better than you do. So, no, I've never been friends with referees, but I more... appreciate their company now because maybe I'm out of the business, so it's easier for me. But when I was in the middle of action, I hated them.
Frank,
there's some people, Dan, that said that when Frank was playing, he was the referee. He made all the decisions.
No, that's it, isn't it?
No, that was Tony Adams in Arsenal and Alan Shearer in Newcastle. They were refereeing. Captain of England.
Does Chelsea have a chance of winning the league if they get these signings done, Frank?
They're going to get closer to Liverpool and Manchester City. Now, you know, it's always hard to say before the season how the alchemy, you say, is going to go. The chemistry, thank you. The chemistry is going to go, and if the players, the new players, going to come along with the other one, and what's going to be what Frank's going to ask them to do? Well, again, they're going to get closer because I think they're going to be more talented, and there would be more competition between the players, so everybody's going to give more than 100%. So of course, but I still think that City and Liverpool are ahead, and a lot. So Chelsea will have to be humble, work hard to finish third again, and maybe grab another seat, and with a big surprise, win the title.
Oh,
come on, Blues!
Oh, come on, Blues! That was a bit subdued at the end, Frank. That was more of a come on, Blues, right into the
camera.
Yeah,
you know when you love, you're a little bit blind. That's
yes,
the thing.
So that's,
you cannot deny, you know, the fact that you want them, even if you see. And you know it's going to be very, very hard. But you try.
That's very true. Frank, should PSG sign Suarez?
Oh, my God. The Suarez fans are going to hate me again. No, Suarez is...
Yeah, you hate Luis Suarez.
I mean, no, it's not I hate Suarez. I don't like the way the guy behaved when he was playing sometimes, you know, binding players, you know. I mean, that's crazy. So... He was a fantastic player. When he played for Liverpool, he was absolutely fantastic. It's no doubt that he was a talented player, but his time passed. Like Higuain, we talked about Higuain. It's over. Like me, you know, I don't know, Platini. It's over. Bye-bye. Suarez can go, you know, to another league, to another club, but he cannot have the same challenges that he had because his body say stop.
Robbo, which team excites you the most going into the new season?
What team excites
Chelsea.
You most? Well, I'm going to go with Chelsea.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just go on to what Frank was saying. All those players coming in will certainly make Chelsea a better team. But the one thing, the most important thing for Chelsea is that Conte is fit. And he's playing at the central midfield position, his best position, and he's running that midfield defensively, making sure they're really good, or he's really good in front of the back three or back two, whatever they're playing. And if he plays well and plays week in, week out, and the other players around them, the new signings like Timo Werner, Ziyech, those sort of players start to perform, I think Chelsea would be a really good side to watch. But Conte is still the most important player for them.
Final point, do you think Barcelona will have half of their fans if Messi leaves?
No, I don't think they will. I think they certainly turn up in the stadium, but I don't think they're going to be a particularly happy bunch. Mm. Messi is Barcelona at the moment. He's the outstanding player. He's the one that keeps them going. There's a lot of good players there, but not great players. Messi's been an inspiration for so many years. They will lose a lot of their fans if he goes.
What do you think, Frank?
Well, the change will be huge. Messi belonged to a generation of young fans who saw Messi always playing in Camp Nou. So they will have to wait, maybe forever, to see another fantastic player like they had the chance to see. So Barcelona is going to go to a time where I guess it's going to be hard, like Manchester United, like Arsenal, like Bordeaux, even Marseille, and some other big clubs I've been through. It's going to be hard, and I wish them the best. But yeah, they won't like, that's for sure. They won't like the fact that Messi leaves.
It's going to be some story, isn't it, over the next few days as it develops. Thank you very much to Robbo and Frank. We'll be back tomorrow for more.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They're the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.